321-101 is my telephone number. As the city recovers from a joyous Riverfest day, I stayed far away from the river this weekend. Far away. It was just a teeming sea of lemmings. Oh. You know, what's that guy's name? Cousteau? Oh, he was in town. God. But now I'm rested, ready to face life. Let me show you. You want to know Soros? You want to know the problems I go through? Let me just pick up the maggot line and show you. That's why you should call every now and then, you know? Give me a breath of air. Give me a breath of air. Elevate my level of communication. 4321101. Why not? Let's just do it. Let's do Spotlight on the Maggotry. Let's just find some average Joe Blow. Hello, Hobble.
Hey.
Hobble to Hobble.
What's happening, Greece?
What can I do for you, buddy?
I was just calling to say hi, man.
Good. What's your name?
Gary Verrill from Oxon Hill.
Gary Verrill from Oxon Hill. One of Oxon Hill's happy residents, Gary Verrill, is employed in the... What type of business are you in, Gary?
Women.
No, Gary, what do you do for a living?
I do for a living?
That's the question.
Chase women.
No, Gary, you must have some sort of gainful employment, be it even the welfare check that comes in, Gary. What do you do, please, sir? Just try to answer the questions. Tell us, let's start easy. How old are you, Gary?
24.
And what do you do for a living?
What I do for a living, Judy.
Huh? Gary?
Yeah.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a carpenter.
A carpenter. Okay, we're making progress, Gary. Gary's a carpenter. And do all your planes and levels match up, Gary? It sounds as though you have a fascination for inebriants and intoxicants.
You sound wild as...
No, wait, no, Gary, don't curse now, Gary. We must keep this clean. We must keep it clean, Gary. I'm just trying to find out, you, an Oxon Hillian, what you do, what do you do, Gary, to make this world a better place?
We play softball.
You play softball.
Yeah.
And what else do you do, Gary?
I bowl.
You bowl? He's a bowler and a softball player.
A pin bowler.
A pin bowler. And he lives in Oxon Hill.
A pin bowler.
Do you have like a double wide trailer, perhaps, or a...
Get a Firebird.
A fire. He drives a fast car.
No, that's slow, 600.
Ah.
It's fun.
All right, take care, Gary.
Yes, take it easy.
Bye-bye. Good. Hello.
Hey, do you have any tuna fish?
Tuna fish, buddy. I got tuna fish out of Tukas. You got it. I'll sing it for you later. Good morning.
How you doing, Gracie?
Good.
You in the mood for a little international diplomacy this morning?
Sure. Why? What's going on?
Well, let me tell you. I got this girlfriend in Australia, and we're trying to teach each other about our countries and stuff.
Yeah?
So, of course, I told her about you.
Uh-huh.
And what I'm doing this morning is making a tape of you.
Oh, yeah?
I figured I'd have to give you the opportunity to say hello.
Okay, well, roll the tape. I'll tell her an Australian joke that I know.
Okay, her name's Fiona.
Fiona. Fiona, I give up but a moaner. You should have seen what I shown. My sweet.
I mean, you got to keep it tasteful, though. Because her parents are going to probably hear it.
Hey, everything I do is tasteful.
Okay. That's right.
Just take a hike. Let me handle it. Fiona. All right, here's the only Australian joke I know about this guy. He spent his whole life in the outback. I mean, he never dated, he never went out with a woman, but finally, as the years went by, he figured it was time he took a wife. So he came into town and he met a woman and he courted her proper, and finally they were married. And on the big night, she's kind of giggling as they got to the hotel room, and they walk in there. At last, all the guests are gone, and it's time to consummate the marriage. And so this man from the outback walks into the room. His bride is blushing and giggling, sitting on the bed. He says, okay, let's get to work here. And he grabs the desk that's in there, and he pushes it in the bathroom. And he takes the bed, and he whips the matches off, and he throws them out in the hallway. And he takes the dresser, and he knocks the dresser over, takes the drawers, throws them out the window, and pushes the dresser as far up against the wall as he could take it. He takes all the lamps, and he wraps the cords around the lamps, and he takes them, and he puts them in the closet, and he slams the door. Then he takes his suitcases and kicks them out into the hallway, until finally he and his wife are standing there in the middle of a big empty room. She says, what in the blue blazes are you doing? He said, well, if hobbling the woman's anything like hobbling the kangaroo, we're going to need all the room we can get.
America, do what?